starting with Niamh Connell, then Finn Martin. What's the mood in Atlantis?
Yeah, well, you know, Niamh Connell, obviously they're going nicely, as they say at the minute. You know, beat Kelly Beggs at home, beat McCool's at home, Dunlow away. You know, the Dunlow victory was probably very comfortable away from home, which is normally a real tricky tie, you know. But I think the two games at home, there weren't huge results as such, you know, by score-wise, as they say. But I think they were still never kind of coming out of third gear for the victories as such, you know. And they'd be quite happy to come through them with a wee bit to spare, you know. Now, it's only, you know, probably personnel-wise, you know, coming into tomorrow's game, is there is a few players that, you know, haven't been involved in the last week or two. Is Kevin McGettigan, Owen Wade, Alton Doherty, you know, so them players are big losses, like if they don't play, you know.
But they're injured, are they?
Well, they were injured last week, guys, so we're obviously, Martin Regan's hoping that they're going to be back, you know, back in the mix again. I'm sure one or two of them will, but, you know, you can't be missing any players. And, you know, this is down to the time where squads means everything, you know. Kieran Thompson's playing well. Leo's playing well. Young Owen McGettigan. Them men are all stepping up. Young Jack McKelvey's had a superb championship so far. Played midfield one day, cornerback the next, doing a marking job. So he's been exceptional. You know, big Charlie McGinnis inside's doing a job. Big Kieran Galler. So they have the personnel, and they're playing on a forward foot as such, you know, so things are going well for them. Glenfinn, you know, on the other hand, can, you know, it's down to, I suppose, they'll probably say they're in bonus territory as well, you know. Probably their aim at the start of the championship was to hold their position in the senior championship, so it's going into bonus territory, but it's a huge derby game. And, you know, I watched Glenfinn the last day, and I was very impressed with them and their victory over Four Masters, you know. They have a lot of good players, the young McGlynns, young Aaron and Carl. They have an eye for goal. Jason Morrow in the middle of the field scores points. Stephen Carr got 1-1 against Masters, very, very lively. Jared Ward's reliable inside. Frank then's marshalling things at number six. Frank McGlynn at number six. So, I mean, they're going to be quite confident going into it, Tom, I think. And I think out of the four, you know, it's definitely one of the four games that I would say won't be straightforward. You know, people say that they're the big four are just going to win and it's going to be handy like that. But, you know, I can't see Niamh Connell, Glenfinn being one-way traffic, to be honest. It's a matter of if Glenfinn can hold them to half-time and try and work in the first 10 or 15 minutes and hold them. You know, I can't see them holding them the whole game, and that's being honest. But they'll definitely knock it down without a fight, Tom.
Brendan Kilcoyne, is that the Atlantis supporter or the Niamh Connell supporter coming out in Martin there, the fear of losing?
No, I don't think so. I think Martin was given a fair enough assessment of it there. Listen, people, we expect Niamh Connell to come through in this game. Glenfinn, intermediate champions last year, Martin alluded there, you know, they're going to be happy that they've maintained their Division 2 star, their senior championship status. But Glenfinn are one team, and there's a local derby to this here too. There's a real rival aspect to it, so the big thing for Glenfinn is going into this game is they have pedigree. And Glenfinn, and I know from personal experience from my own times involved with Junans, and we were very lucky to get over the line against Glenfinn in a couple of county semi-finals going back in the late noughties. And they just have this ability to step up their game at championship level, and particularly at the level when it gets to knockout. They get a bit of momentum in a game. If they're still in the game with 15, 20 minutes to go, Niamh Connell get a bit nerves, and these guys here can really punish, you know. We were speaking here before we went on here, you know, they have capability to get goals. They've proven that, you know, in the earlier games. They've some quality players, and of course they're masterminded by Frank McGlynn, you know, both on and off the pitch. You know, he will give these young fellas great belief in themselves. They're going to approach this game fully confident that they can get over the line. The likes of young Ross Marley, the younger McGlynn lads, you know, even Gerard Ward, like, you know, quality player inside. If he gets frees, or if he's given the opportunity inside, he'll get goals too. So from a Glenfinn perspective, they're in bonus territory, but they're going to have to come up with a massive performance. Looking at Niamh Connell then, you know, Niamh Connell have a lot of quality, and they're a team that have massive respect for. And what I think Niamh Connell have added that they may have not have had in previous years, and listen, Niamh Connell are coming in on the back, have been beaten in the last two championship finals too, so they're one of the top teams in the county, and there's going to be a massive hunger and desire within them to get over the line. So there's going to be no stone left unturned in the Niamh Connell camp to get through. But they've added, when I'm speaking about adding, they've added some really big men to their team. You know, Charlie McGinnis, Nathan Byrne, Kieran Gallagher, that have all come through in the last few years. And I think that gives them another string to the bow. And that's before you mention Leo, who's probably one of the best inside ball winners in the county. You know, you put him in on the edge of the square and he's very hard if you get the right ball into him. And the thing about Niamh Connell is they've enough quality to the team to be able to do that, to be able to use that option. They have players, footballers out the field who can deliver that killer 30, 40 yard pass. So they have a lot of quality throughout the field. And that's not without even mentioning the likes of the Brick and Brendy and these type of guys who have been so solid for them. But I think the big question for Niamh Connell to progress going forward is the likes of Ethan O'Donnell stepping up his game, Owen McGettigan continuing to progress. And I think them two guys are going to be crucial for Niamh Connell if they're going to progress further rounds in the championship. And obviously from a Glenn Finn perspective, to put a hold on them two guys and not let them get any momentum or flow to their game on Sunday. But listen, Niamh Connell, I think, will have too much for Glenn Finn. I do expect Glenn Finn to come with Everton at them, but I just think Niamh Connell will have too much for them on the day and should see them through to a semi-final.
Moving on to the big one then on Sunday evening, the champions. It's not often we have Ulster champions as well as Donegal champions competing. It's the first time ever. Tell me, Bundoran, do they have a chance?
Ah, listen, you always have a chance. Like, it's two teams going into a quarter final, so you always have a chance. But I suppose if you were to go back and use your reference point for last year's meeting between the two sides, you wouldn't be giving Bundoran too much of a chance. Now, I do believe that Bundoran are probably a lot more mature, have learned a lot from playing senior football over the last couple of years, and they have developed pretty well in that respect. And you look at the likes of, you know, Jamie Brennan isn't setting the world on fire, but we know what he can do. We saw earlier on the Ulster Championship what he's capable of inside. And then you've Gary Glancy. So they have people that are players that are capable of hurting opposition defences. But the question is, can they get enough ball into them, you know? And it's a massive step for Bundoran to come up against this Gidor team. Now, all that said, Gidor have not yet been firing on all cylinders. You know, they've kind of stuttered through the group stages whereby they drew the first day. They'll probably have to be lucky to be said to get a draw with St. Junan's down Maher Gallan the first day. You know, it was a speculative ball from Kevin Cassidy that was kind of finished the net by Oran McNeilis that day. And did they deserve to get something out of the game? I would probably say not, because they didn't really bring what they're capable of bringing. But Gidor are a team that will get better as the championship goes on. And of that, I've no doubt, because they have so much quality throughout the team. They've Kieran Gillespie coming back, who's been out injured for the last guts of 12 months. And they have so much quality throughout their team, defensively and particularly in attack. But Gidor are going to be looking to the likes of, like, we know what Oran McNeilis is going to give. We know what Micheál Carroll. But it's the likes of Keane Mulligan, Darrow Boyle, or McFadden Ferry that need to get back to the level that they were back when Gidor were on that great run through Ulster last year. And that's the question mark that Gidor need to get to. Do they need to get to full throttle on Sunday? Probably not. They'll get through, you would imagine, because of the quality they have throughout the team and the couple of options. You know, you look at full forward line that they played last Sunday, Keane Mulligan, Kevin Cassidy and Eamon Collum. That leaves them with the likes of Gavin McBride, who scored highly for them throughout the league and hasn't really got that many opportunities in the championship, and young Ethan Harkin, who again was probably one of their top scorers throughout the league. And again, they're the options, and that's the strength and the depth that Gidor are developing as they go on through the year. So listen, Gidor, quality throughout. I expect them to have too much again for Bundoran on Sunday, but I suppose for Bundoran, the big thing is to try and close the gap, to try and show that they have developed for the last 12 months. And I've no doubt that, you know, the learnings from last year and from the beating that they took for them, that it won't happen them again this Sunday.
Well, Martin, as we all know, Guido has scored 8 goals against Bundoran the last year at the quarter-final stage. What was it? 8-13 to 3-12 or something. Bundoran scored 3 goals.
Yeah, well, I think at that stage, Tom, the game was kind of, it was well finished, you know what I mean? I don't think there'd be any concern as such to Gidor that Bundoran scored the 3. I think the big concern, obviously, you know, Bundoran have going to do this, that they shipped 8 goals last year and at the same stage. I mean, this is their third quarter final in a row for Bundoran. And I think, you know, they will have learned as such in the last 2 years. You know, they were beaten by Kilcare the year before by 11 points. Maxie's there now, you know, coaching them, and you know,
Maxie Curran,
of course. You know, so they'll be well organised. There's no doubt about that, and they certainly won't ship 8 goals come tomorrow, you know. They'll be well organised. It's a matter of, you know, what they can get out of things going forward. I think they won't be too bad defensively. You know, they have a strong Gidor team to curtail as such. They need Gary Clancy on firing in all cylinders with Freeze. Of course, they need Jamie and Paul Brennan, both, you know, in top form. Young Govorov came back in the game, you know, against Malin the last. He wasn't quite impressive, and to me, he's a big player for them too, you know. They were 5 points down against Malin and still came back and won by 8 points, and maybe the journey down to Malin wouldn't have helped matters, you know. But, you know, Bundoran have nothing to lose. I mean, they're expected to get a drubbing again. They've nothing to lose. They'll go at it and see how it goes. But, you know, suppose you look to Gidor and, you know, they've still one or two men that are on the injured list. You know, Oran McFadden Ferry didn't feature since the first game against Gidor. Against St Junans, yeah. And, you know, Cian Mulligan, there's word that he's carrying an injury too. So, you know, they're big players not to be playing too, you know, but whether they'll risk them tomorrow as well is another question. Maybe they won't have to. Young Ethan Harkin scored 5 points against Ardra, so he's back in the groove again, as is Eamon Collum, who started the last day as well against Ardra, and he's going well. Now, as Brendan said, they've quality all over the pitch. Micheál Carroll is playing well midfield. Dara O'Beale, Niall Freel in the half-back line. Oran, centre-forward, Nisha. Eamon McGee was excellent against Ardra, so even the older personnel are stepping up as well and getting into good shape. I think it probably took the game against Michaels, that second half in Michaels, maybe to kick-start them, and they got the good result against Ardra. So it's coming to a time now for Gidor that, you know, they're starting to come into their own. They've got out of a sticky group. You know, they probably have what they have is a fairly good draw against Bundoran. Obviously, they should get the victory, and I think they come to semi-final stage, that's when Gidor should be starting to blossom. It's a matter of who they would meet then. And I really can't see Bundoran sticking with them. You know, I think up to half-time, they may possibly hold their own. You know, Maxi will have them well organised, along with manager Niall Dunn, you know. But it's a matter then, you know, how long it'll last. But, you know, they'll knock it down without a fight, Tom, but it's probably hard to see anybody Gidor victory.